Penguin Random House Audio presents The Searcher by Tana French. Read for you by Roger Clark. 1. When Cal comes out of the house, the rooks have got hold of something. 6 of them are clustered on the back lawn, amid the long wet grass and the yellow-flowered weeds, jabbing and hopping. Whatever the thing is, it's on the small side and still moving. Cal sets down his garbage bag of wallpaper. He considers getting his hunting knife and putting the creature out of its suffering. But the rooks have been here a lot longer than he has. It would be pretty impertinent of him to waltz in and start interfering with their ways. Instead, he eases himself down to sit on the mossy step next to the trash bag. He likes the rooks. He read somewhere that they're smart as hell. They can get to know you, bring you presents even. For 3 months now, he's been trying to butter them up with scraps left on the big stump towards the bottom of the garden. They watch him trudge up and down through the grass, from the ivy-loaded oak where they have their colony, and as soon as he's a safe distance away, they swoop down to squabble and comment raucously over the scraps. But they keep a cynical eye on Cal, and if he tries to move closer, they're gone, back into the oak, to jeer down at him and drop twigs on his head. Yesterday afternoon, he was in his living room, stripping away the mildewed wallpaper, and a sleek, mid-sized rook landed on the sill of the open window, yelled what was obviously an insult, and then flapped off, laughing. The thing on the